This is Live and Local, the program's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Matt and Shannon Heaton are the subject of the first portion of our program today. Coming up later, I'll be sharing some selections from CDs recently added to the growing Live and Local library from mostly performers who are living and working in our listening area, but also a fair number from performers who don't live or work, well, who don't live around here, but often work here by coming through and sharing their music at various performing venues in our listening area. In any event, Matt and Shannon Heaton are going to be performing a week from yesterday on the Piper's Hut Concert Series in Urbana, which is the series that brings Celtic musicians playing mostly acoustically from around the world and all types of Celtic music for concerts. And next week's concert will be in downtown Urbana at the Independent Media Center. Matt and Shannon Heaton actually met in Chicago and moved to Boston, now living and being active participants in the apparently quite significant Irish music scene there. Apparently, Matt earned a classical guitar degree and also played with a Chicago pop group called the Flavor Channel. He even fronted a new Nuevo Tango group while he was there. Shannon studied flute and ethnomusicology at Northwestern University, happened to be my alma mater. She joined Matt's tango band and did a lot of other sorts of things, including some Thai singing studies. Had been an exchange student in Thailand. These are some things I don't know if we will get to talk about with Shannon Heaton, who will be my guest in just a few minutes here on this portion of Live and Local. From their CD called Lover's Well, here are Matt Shannon Heaton and colleagues in a tune that is called Golden Glove. That was the song called Golden Glove, featuring Matt and Shannon Heaton from their CD called Lover's Well, which came out in 2009, at least the copyright date is 2009. And they are both going to be on the Piper's Hut Concert Series at the Independent Media Center in Urbana next Monday, the 22nd of April, for an 8 o'clock show. And I'm very pleased to welcome Shannon Heaton by way of telephone in Boston to Live and Local. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Hello, I'm glad to be here.
This is a return appearance, although it's been, I think we probably talked last, the first year that we started doing Live and Local, about 4 years ago, if I remember.
We like to check in, you know, with things that had started. So we're coming back just to kind of check on the show, see how it's
going. Yeah, well, I thank you very much. So this song, Golden Glove, actually makes reference to Lover's Well. There's a line in there, which, of course, the title track, in a way, the title track of this CD. You want to give any sort of background to that one?
Sure. Well, this is a really fabulous story, ballad, a love song that we, in typical Matt and Shannon Heaton fashion, took the bones of traditional song and added a new chorus, rearranged the words, wrote new melodic breaks for. So this is what we do a lot. We play traditional Irish music. That's our background. But we infuse everything with independently, originally composed material. And Lover's Well, the chorus is deep. It's a lover's well, higher than heaven, darker than hell. And that was kind of our guiding mission for this album, Lover's Well. It's a collection of love songs, and that means high highs and pretty dark darks. So there are all sorts of love songs, some that end in tragedy, some that end in heartache, and some that are just sweet and happy. And that one is a story that ends up all right. So the title track is, in fact, a little bit more uplifting.
Well, that's always nice. I mean, I know there's all kinds of dark ballads that one could do. And I noticed that this song, you said traditional, but it says here, care of, or courtesy of, or something, Eric Merrill by way of Nick Jones. Is that sort of representative of how all these traditional tunes get passed along?
Yeah, and that's really how we like to let people know a little bit about the folk process for us. We always get a song from somebody, in this case, our dear friend Eric Merrill, who produced the album with us. And he was the one who said, hey, this is a great love song. You guys should think about this one. And he passed along a recording of Nick Jones, great English ballad singer, one of our favorites, a really great singer, but also a wonderful presenter and arranger of traditional material. He makes it always feel so fresh and so conversational. And so we heard this recording by Nick Jones, and boy, we really took liberties with his way of doing the song and did make our own approach to it, but still hopefully in some way inspired by Nick Jones' very wonderful way with the song.
And we should probably give credit to Dan Gurney, who was the accordion player on that track, and Keith Murphy, who played piano on it. And, of course, you were on the vocals, Matt joining on vocals. He played the guitar and you played the flute. So we got some background on that song. A little background on you all. You actually met in Chicago via romance, according to your biography. I do remember this story when we talked before, but it's somebody else's romance, I think you said.
That's right. A friend of ours was looking for, well, some acquaintances of ours were looking for a flute and guitar duo for their wedding. So I called around to see if I could find a guitarist to play this wedding gig with me, and I got three names. And Matt was the second one on the list, and he was the first one home. And so he got the gig. And
he got an extra gig out of it then.
Yeah.
Meaning you. How long did that take, by the way, from the for the musical partnership to become a romantic one?
Oh, I guess we were playing together for about 6 months before we started dating.
And is that because you recognized the musical affinities that just sort of drew you into each other, or was that purely incidental?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, that's what that album Lover's Well is about. Love is complicated. But, you know, surely it has been really wonderful and continues to be really wonderful to share a life with Matt, because he's a great person, but also to share this career with him, this career in music. I can't imagine not being able to share the real intricacies of what I do with anyone else. It's been a very big part of our relationship. Music is a big part of our lives together and a big part of the community that we have now become a part of in Boston. We've been here since 2001 in Boston, and a lot of our dear friends also happen to be musicians, mostly Irish musicians, but also some bluegrassers and singer-songwriters. And the music is what pulls a lot of us together initially. And then, you know, we're just friends outside of that. We go to each other's weddings and even lately a few funerals, and a lot of our friends are having kids, and we're all passing the same shoes and baby clothes around. So it's really a big part of our lives together. And so that's a fun question to consider. Did we get together because of music? Who knows? But it's definitely one of the threads that binds us.
Well, this is all, some of this is all sort of interesting and pertinent to me, because I'm actually planning a wedding, my own, that is, working on it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. As of a couple of weeks ago. I wanted to, I hope this isn't jinxing anybody here. The next song I wanted to do features Matt on the lead vocal, and this one's called Lover's Lament. And I guess this one comes out of Carl Sandburg's American Songbag, that wonderful collection of American music from various places.
I just love this song. I know so many variants of the song. There are beautiful American versions and beautiful versions from Ireland and the British Isles. And this one just really leapt out to us. I found it at the Medford Public Library, our little town in Medford, Massachusetts, I found the Carl Sandburg American Songbag, and I was looking through it, and I thought, ah, that's a great version of The Lover's Lament. And there's just something so gorgeous about the way that he frames the chorus, "Oh, hush, my love, you'll break my heart. Don't let me hear you cry." And there's something so sad about that line to me, "Don't let me hear you cry." To see somebody crying is, of course, heartbreaking, but to hear someone crying, I think, is even sadder. And so it's a real meditation on, well, on the fact that we all do part, and there is beauty and much sadness in parting, but that's kind of what it's all about in the end. We wanted something very intimate and hand-hewn with this track, and I thought percussion, because percussive elements are so elementary to our human existence, you know, like the heartbeat. And Matt tried to put a Bowron track on it, and it just seemed so heavy with this tender, sweet ballad. And then finally I had the idea, you know, our dear friend Nick Garris is a very sensitive, beautiful dancer. I'll bet he could do some understated, shuffly, heartbeaty kind of feet along with the song, and we tried it out, and I really loved the way that it came through. Instead of it being this lively dancing that you might add to a track to lift it up, it's just this beautiful, understated, rhythmic underpinning that I think helps to mute, in a way, the whole song.
It's called Lover's Lament with Matt and Shannon Heaton, and Nick on the feet, and Keith on the mandolin. And Matt and Shannon are going to be at the Independent Media Center in Urbana next Monday at 8 o'clock. And we're pleased to welcome Shannon to Live and Local today. Lover's Lament. It's a traditional song borrowed from Carl Sandburg's American Songbag, adapted by Matt and Shannon Heaton. Matt, of course, featured in the lead vocal, Shannon joining in the harmony. Matt on the guitar, and Shannon playing the E whistle. Now, I'm not sure I've seen whistles indicated in keys before. Matt, that might just be my sheer ignorance, but usually it just says whistle or flute when we're talking about Irish music. Do you have a collection of whistles and flutes in different keys?
I do, and sometimes it's nice to indicate the key in which you played something, because we do have a lot of fans who are also players themselves, and just in case they're inspired to want to learn the track or play along, just kind of give them a little bit of a heads up as to how I approached it, so it might give them some ideas.
So that also sort of suggests that just as you borrow tunes, traditional tunes, from one person who gets them from somebody else, somebody could easily say, listen to this CD, borrow your version of it, and then turn it into something else.
Yeah, it's their adaptation. An honor. It's such an honor to be in the position of doing that.
At the gig you're going to be playing next Monday, I assume you'll probably do some of these tunes, but I imagine you've got a whole body of new work that
we
I hope
do.
We'll see in a CD someday.
We do. We're currently in production of an album of conversation ballads, and they're all songs that feature two strong characters and two characters who are having a discussion about something pretty meaty is going on, and some of them are pretty dark and some of them are hilarious, and so we'll be infusing the same musical elements, new choruses, rearranged words, new melodies into these traditional ballads, as well as having a couple self-penned compositions. But we'll do quite a good share of tunes from Lover's Well, and then music from the new CD. This is the thing when you play together with your husband and you play together for many years. You know, we have four albums worth of material, plus things that we haven't even recorded. And so making a set list always is kind of a fun challenge, because, you know, you can't say it all in one night. So you just pick a few that you think are really going to resonate with people. And depending on how Urbana our Urbana audience is feeling. You know, we might change things around on the fly, just depending on what people seems like they want and they need.
Well, I'm just trying to sort of sort out what I need today, looking at the various tunes that are on here, because you do mix up really nicely the vocal songs with ballads and a lot of instrumentals. And I think we've done we've played both vocals so far. Why don't we throw in an instrumental tune? And this one actually has, well, you know what, just because of what we talked about earlier, how about the tune called New Married Couple? Is this your tune? I'm actually looking here. These are traditional jigs. So you're giving this title to this collection of jigs, I guess.
That's right. It's three tunes. The first one is called The Legacy Jig. The second is called Eddie Kelly's. And the third tune in the set is a tune called The New Married Couple. And here we were making an album of love songs and wanting to have a few instrumentals. And I said, each instrumental has got to have a romantic title. The New Married Couple, that is the traditional title for this tune. Could not be more perfect. Thank you, whoever wrote it years and years ago.
It's Matt and Sharon and Heaton. In fact, they're the only two on this time. Shannon's on the flute, Matt's on the guitar. They'll be playing in Urbana next Monday night. And you're hearing them on Live and Local. That's a collection of a few jigs, the Legacy Jig, Up Sligo, and then New Married Couple from the CD called Lover's Well with Matt and Shannon Heaton, who will be in Urbana on the Piper's Hut concert series next Monday night at 8 o'clock. We're pleased to have Shannon on the line with us from Boston. By the way, how did you ever end up in Boston? You know, we said at the beginning you sort of started out as a couple anyway in Chicago. What drew you to Boston?
That's right. We started out in Chicago, great Irish music town. Went to Boulder, Colorado for a couple of years where we just took a break and did some mountain biking and played with a group called Shukra, which was really fun. And then it was time to get back to an Irish music town, and it was either back to Chicago or on to Boston. Those are the two greatest places for Irish music in the States, in our book. And I had some family in Boston. Boston is smaller than Chicago, easy to get around. And plus, it's so close. Here in New England, we're so close to so many different populations of listeners, so many different venues right around here. There's a huge concentration of Irish musicians here. We're only 5.5 hours from Shannon Airport in Ireland, so we thought we'd give it a try. And boy, we moved here in 2001, and the time has flown, but I can't imagine being any other place. It's a wonderful, wonderful town for us. We have a great community of friends, musicians here in town, and it's proving to be a really nice place to bring up a kid. Our son Nigel is 2.5, and he's around so much music, and in his vocabulary are things like don't rush and turn down the 1K. So I'm kind of proud of that.
And just really briefly before I let you go, have you spent any time in Ireland to pick up some of the traditions directly?
Oh, yes. I mean, there's a lot of Irish music in the States, and certainly you could learn just about everything you need to know about Irish music living just in Chicago or just in Boston. But that being said, you know, Irish music really comes from Ireland, of course. The States, especially Chicago, has had a big hand in shaping and developing and advancing and collecting and preserving Irish music over the years. But I think it's essential as an Irish musician to have spent a lot of time in Ireland, just really understanding the geographic place, the cultural place, the community from which the music springs. And Matt and I used to spend months in Ireland every year, and not only is it really just a great time, it does fuel our inspiration, I think, and our deep understanding and love of the music, just having that other context of knowing where it comes from.
Well, it certainly comes through in your performances as represented on this recording, and people can have a chance to hear Matt and Shannon Heaton live next Monday night at the Independent Media Center in Urbana. It's an 8 o'clock show. We're going to go out with another instrumental, which is actually two reels, one of them traditional, called Hare's Paw, and then Shannon's own composition called Brad's Honeybees, which is, I'm sure there's a title, a story, but I guess we don't really have time to hear it. People can use their imagination. Shannon's on the flute, Matt's on the guitar, Dan Gurney on accordion, and Keith Murphy plays piano on this one. Shannon, thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for the time. Thanks for listening, folks.
Brad's Honeybees, the name of that pair of reels, which were a traditional one called Hare's Paw and one by Shannon Heaton called Brad's Honeybees, with Shannon Heaton on the flute, Matt Heaton on guitar, Dan Gurney on accordion, and Keith Murphy on piano. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thanks for joining us on the program today. Our broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert, it's the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Ado DeVart guest conducts the group in an all-Beethoven program. You can tune in to hear his interpretation of Beethoven's Third Symphony and the Third Leonore Overture, also on the program, Beethoven's Sixth Symphony with Bernard Haitink conducting. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra, tonight at 7 o'clock on the FM 90.9 evening concert. Shannon Heaton had only so much time for us today. She had something else scheduled. But I really so enjoyed talking with her and hearing her music. I certainly hope that you did. I should say hearing their music, that I thought I would share another vocal from their CD called Lover's Well. I know I'm really looking forward to receiving, when they're done with it, the one they're working on with conversation ballads, which sounds sort of fascinating to me. This one is a traditional song, courtesy of Danny Doyle, and then there's a newly composed waltz within it called Waltz for Jerry, which is by Shannon. This is called Botany Bay. Shannon is featured on the lead vocals and flute, and then both Matt and Keith join on harmony vocals. Matt plays bouzouki on this track. Keith is on guitar, and then Dan is again on accordion. Botany Bay on Live and Local.
Oh, I swear if I live, I'll return again. my darling, sweet kisses I run, singing to rely on my daddy.
Matt and Shannon Heaton and colleagues from their CD called Lovers Well, that tune called Botany Bay, with Waltz for Jerry involved in there. The song is traditional, the waltz written by Shannon Heaton. Matt and Shannon will be on the Piper's Hut concert series in the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana next Monday night at 8 o'clock. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Among the concerts you could go see and hear tonight is the Millikan University Spring Jazz Concert, which will be at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Decatur at 7:30 tonight. Given that, What is today? Today is Tuesday. Let's revise that. That's tomorrow night at 7:30. There's also a Millikan University Vocal Jazz Concert, I believe, tonight. Sorry, I'm a little ahead of myself for days, so now I'm looking to see if I'm right about the vocal jazz, looking at their website. Yeah, Spring Vocal Jazz Concert is tonight. Maybe we'll hear a little bit of that. I'm assuming that their one-voice vocal jazz group is going to be performing. So that is tonight at 7:30, the Vocal Jazz Concert, also at Westminster Presbyterian Church, and then the plain old jazz concert, which I presume is instrumental, same place tomorrow night at 7:30. So we'll take things in reverse order. Here is the Millikan University Jazz Band, directed by Randall Raymond, from their CD called Veracruz, which is named after the final tune that's on this disc. I thought we'd play the very first one, which is Miles Davis's Seven Steps to Heaven, as arranged by Eric Richards. It features Simon Nicholson on vibes and Sean McDonald on the drums here on Live and Local. The Millikan University Jazz Band played Seven Steps to Heaven by Miles Davis under the direction of Randall Raymond from their CD called Veracruz. And the Millikan University Jazz Concert, Spring Jazz Concert, is tomorrow night at 7:30 at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Decatur. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our program today is made possible with support from the Illinois State University School of Music, presenting a Gold Series concert, Simply Sinatra, on Friday, April 19th at 8 p.m. at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts. Vocalist Steve Lippia introduces a new generation to the timeless music of Old Blue Eyes. As I mentioned just a bit ago, the Spring Vocal Jazz Concert at Millikan University is, in fact, tonight at 7:30, also at Westminster Presbyterian Church. So I thought we would hear from their premier vocal jazz group called One Voice and the CD called Esperanto. This is actually the title track. Music's by Vince Mendoza, lyric by Kurt Elling, arrangement by Billy Child, is adapted by Carrie Marsh. There you've got the full credits. Plus the fact that the solo is by Ben Brown here on Live and Local.
There's a secret that never dies, like a dance of hidden meanings that we never apprehend. There are questions just as old as time, and the answers that come never quite make amends. Even so, when you look at time, you can get a subtle feeling of the way it ought to be. Take a good look at your own real life, and you'll see if you want what you've got to be. It's a home, a song, a measure of quiet rapture.
That's the title track from a CD by Millikan University's One Voice vocal jazz group. It's Esperanto, featuring soloist Ben Brown, that coming from First Step Records at Millikan University. Millikan's vocal jazz concert is at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Decatur tonight at 7:30. This is Live and Local. Here are some of the other events you can see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days. The Eastern Illinois University Wind Symphony and Concert Band are playing at the Dvorak Concert Hall on the campus in Charleston tonight at 7:30. The Parkland Early Jazz Ensemble is at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 7 o'clock. Illinois State University's Chamber Orchestra plays at Kemp Recital Hall on the campus in Normal tonight at 8 o'clock. It's Pandit Shiv Kumar Sharma on Santur and Zakir Hussain on Tabla at the Peoria Civic Center Theater tonight at 7 o'clock. The University of Illinois Trombone Choir is at the Krannert Center in Urbana tonight at 7:30. It's the Millikan Theater Department presenting Spring Awakening, the musical, tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Albert Taylor Theater on campus in Decatur, and that production continues for a while. The In Your Ear Big Band is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. The Illinois State University Guitar Studio is giving its recital tomorrow night at 7:30 at Kemp Recital Hall in Normal. Pianist Ian Hobson continues his exploration of Johannes Brahms' instrumental music involving piano. That's at Smith Memorial Hall on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30. And Eastern Illinois University's jazz combos are at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston Thursday night at 7:30. Lots of other things going on, but that's, I think, what we have time to mention so far today. Our broadcast is made possible by these business partners: Risk Management Commodities of Lafayette, Indiana, Fertilizer Dealer Supply of Philo, and Birch Tree Counseling and Consulting of Champaign. These business partners join the friends of WYLL in making great programs possible, and we thank you very much for your support. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana, with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'll be back with another show tomorrow at 4 o'clock until 5. Meanwhile, even though I know he was just on our show playing live on Friday, Chris Vellillo happened to bring in some of his CDs that we didn't have here in the station. In fact, we only had one of them, his wonderful Abraham Lincoln CD. This comes off of one from 2005 called The Dance. And this is Joel Mabus' song called Hopelessly Midwestern. Chris Vellillo and colleagues here on Live and Local. Stay tuned in just a couple of minutes for All Things Considered from NPR.
If you like life in the middle and not on the edge, you're hopelessly Midwestern. And if a big Saturday means clipping the hedge, you're hopelessly Midwestern. If you shop at Sears and drink a lot of iced tea, and if you like to dance the polka and watch TV, well, the jury is in, the critics agree, you're hopelessly Midwestern. Hopelessly Midwestern, talking corn-fed boys and girls. Hopelessly Midwestern, square pegs in a big round world. Now you can go from sea to shining sea, yeah, but right there in the middle, that's the place to be. If you like it like that, but well, you're a lot like me, you're hopelessly Midwestern. And if you wish every highway was flat and straight, you're hopelessly Midwestern. And if you think that sushi looks a lot like bait, you're hopelessly Midwestern. You like your potatoes mashed and your chickens fried. You like your green beans.